Before we get started, you should totally follow the show on Twitter at @filk_this or Instagram at @filkyourself. Or shoot us an email at contactfilk@gmail.com. And we are giving away movies, so stick around to find out how to win this week's giveaway.
Howdy, this is Evil Lynn. Yeah.
All right, I'm Lynn.
Evil Lynn.
Evil Lynn?
Yeah. And I'm Skeletor. And you are listening to 555 Filk. This week we are watching the new Netflix Presents Death Note 2017 Black L, White Light. Ryuk was perfect. Death Note. What'd you think? You went in blind.
I went in completely blind, and it was a bit darker than I thought it was going to be. Like, I knew it was dark based on the name.
I want to make sure.
I knew it was going to be dark.
Now, you knew about the notebook.
But it was more... Yeah, I knew about the notebook. I didn't really know the characters or the way it was going to be used.
But it was darker.
But it was darker. It was more... Is sadistic the right word?
Okay.
Than I was thinking. Like I thought taking out bullies was kind of how it started, and then eventually got bigger, and it was like one bully, and then we're just killing everybody. Not everybody.
So that is one of the big changes from the Japanese version to this version. It starts out with he stops a rape.
Okay.
Or there might have been a bully thing, but he stops a rape. And then on this one, it's just like, bam, straight into criminals. And
like, he is okay killing people.
And this is
like,
what I have a
problem
with.
Like, it did not take that much convincing from Ryuk.
Right. And I'm trying to keep all this separate from the Japanese version. But the Japanese version, you see the internal struggle. You see him being like, no, I'm doing this because I want to help people out. And on this, he sure seemed to like it.
Yeah.
Light was unlikable to me. I didn't like him.
I did not care for him. I didn't care for the acting. I think that was part of it. I didn't care for the character, the way it was portrayed, like, weak. I don't know if weak's the right word.
Weak-willed, for sure.
Weak-willed. Just, I don't know, it felt off. It didn't feel believable.
He
just
was
like
not
bad acting.
Yeah, and like, and I don't know if I know this kid from anything else, but I hated him in this role immediately. Like, as soon as I saw him, I was like, that's not Light. And then he was playing his part. He's supposed to be like this. And Elle even says, you know, you're exceptionally smart. He sure didn't act like it.
He didn't feel exceptionally smart.
He really didn't.
Like, I get that he's writing papers and stuff for money, so clearly he's smart enough to be doing other people's homework for a price or whatever.
This is Nat Wolff. I didn't like him in a couple of movies, actually.
What else is he in?
He's the kid from The Fault in Our Stars and Paper Towns, the same kid where I told you he...
Paper Towns?
He's
like, the main character in Paper
Quentin.
Towns?
Yeah, he's cute.
Oh. I don't remember him in Paper Towns.
He's the main kid.
Like, I get that he is, but,
right.
I don't remember him. That's how, like, unremarkable his performance is, I guess.
That's how it was for me with The Fault in Our Stars. As soon as I saw him, I was like, nah, I don't dig this. Now I feel kind of mean. Maybe I just don't like this kid as an actor. But Light was way off. And I'm trying really hard to keep it separated from the anime and then from the Japanese movies. And I never read the manga, however you say the comics. Manga?
Manga.
Do they
from
get,
my
they
understanding.
Get a thing about that.
Ooh, do they?
Yeah, for sure.
I might be wrong then. Don't quote me.
That's what I'm saying. I don't know how to say it. And if you say comics, they get real upset. But he was unlikable. And, like, I don't know. Like, when I heard who was playing Ryuk, I was like, okay, I'm in for this movie. I like it.
I did not know he was going to be in it. And so when I heard his voice, I was like, oh, that's Willem Dafoe. I'm like, I'm pretty sure that's Willem Dafoe. And he came out, and that was, he was so cool.
I think he killed the voice. He was good. I love the look of him. I did like that we didn't get a clear look at him, I guess.
I think you do closer towards the end, but I liked that in the beginning it was definitely more
outlines
mysterious.
And eyes.
Oh my gosh, the eyes.
The eyes were great.
That was so, like, they show up so often too throughout the movie where you may not get to see all of them, but like, you know he's there.
So some of the rules are different on this than on the other one.
Okay.
And one of the rules is, let's say you don't know this person's name.
Okay.
You can make a deal, you lose half your life, you don't know how much of your life is you're losing, but you can lose half your life, and now you've got Shinigami eyes, which is the gods of death, that's what they're called, the Shinigamis.
Okay.
And now you know that person's name, when they're going to die, all this stuff. So, like, there's a ton of rules, like, he even said there's so many rules, and they didn't touch half of them, whatever.
Okay.
But trying to keep it separate, at the same time, I would have loved to see, what was Misa's name in this? Mia? Or Maya?
Mia.
I would have liked to see her make the deal. Because in the other ones, she does make the deal.
Okay.
And then it really helps.
I loved her acting. I did not care for her character.
I hated her character until she went a little crazy and I was like, oh, there it is. I got a crush on this character now.
Yeah, crazy.
I know. I got a crush on that. I know.
But like, I got to show you this. And like, she just goes with him.
Yeah.
And then, like, he starts talking nonsense, and she can't see this thing. And he's
and she sticks
like,
around.
Okay. Like, you're being weird, but, like, this is more fun than running up and down stairs, I guess.
And that's what I mean. Like,
what?
There's no, they don't click to me. There's nothing.
They don't click to me either.
But, like, if he's this extra smart person, I think this girl's kind of hot. So I'm just going to tell her I killed somebody. And then I'm going to show her how I killed somebody.
Right. And she's just like, that's so cool.
Yeah, that's crazy. We should kill people together.
Like, and that's a thing between, them. That's weird to me.
Yeah.
That's like a kinky, weird,
No, and it did totally turn into that. So that's another thing is on
that
this.
In the show?
It's so Americanized. So on this, it's more like it's friskiness and sex, and I don't need that. Mm-hmm. So on the show, Misa, who is Mia's character, okay. She's almost like a Britney Spears or a Miley Cyrus type
of. She's a superstar. Sorry.
She's a crazy superstar, movie, TV, the whole thing.
Okay.
He has a little bit of a crush on her because everybody does. He saves her life, so now she's in love with him. But it never.
He saves her life with the death note.
Yes.
Somehow. Is that the rape part or is that different?
No, it's a different person.
Okay, okay.
And kind of she. It's a long, long ass thing. But either way, so she's just like, oh my god, I love you, yada yada. But it's more cute to me.
Okay.
So even though it is anime and anime gets weird like it does, it stayed cuter rather than just oh, teenagers frisky. And that's I've got a thing here. It's so overly Americanized the way immediately this kid who he's all about the rules, he's all about order, but he's sneaking a girl in, he's getting all this shit with his dad.
I didn't think he was that good with the rules. I mean, he was wanting right, to know the rules of the notebook, thing. Just to figure out how it
works. Well, no, not even just in life. He's these people, they're, they walk all over the place. They do this.
Oh, okay. It seemed to me more he cared about the rules so that he could bend them.
Right, which.
Not necessarily break them, but bend them.
Which is one of the things that I think a lot of people who are complaining about. So this movie is not getting great reviews from people who love Death Note.
Okay.
It's not. And I think they're going to all be saying the same thing I'm saying, which is, I didn't like Light. He wants to be a cop. He's supposed to be this crazy smart high schooler or college student, I believe, who is getting into the police force to follow his dad because he respects the law so much. But all these criminals who can abuse the law, so somebody filed paperwork wrong on a warrant, so now this criminal gets set free. That's who he was taking out in the beginning.
Oh.
Or mob bosses who are buying pizzas. Yes.
And the mob boss. Okay.
So you got the criminals who are buying up the police force. He would take them out because there's no other way legally to take them in, kind of a thing.
Okay.
Which is a great way to do it. And they could have thrown this into the movie, no problem. Mm-hmm. How much was Mia a Kmart brand Kristen Stewart?
No, I thought she looked more like Emma Roberts. I didn't see Kristen Stewart in it at all. I really liked her performance. I didn't care for the character, but I felt like she was in character.
I dug her, yeah.
She
went crazy, I was like, oh. I even mentioned it. Now I have a crush on her because she absolutely played crazy
I have a question about that. So, I mean, she totally went crazy and wrote his name down or whatever. But then he turns around and writes her name and that she'll take the book and everything. So when he asks her, do you love me? Will you not take the book and we'll run away together and whatever? Does she take the book because that's
he
her
wrote
choice,
it.
Or because he wrote it?
He wrote it. She has
so
to take it.
After he learned that she wrote his name down, he was like, fuck you.
No, and he did. And that's, so.
Okay, so that wasn't her choice. Because she, grabs it and looks horrified that she took it.
Yeah, I believe truly. And there's a scene on a train where you can see how much he can manipulate somebody.
A scene on the train?
It didn't happen in this movie.
Oh, that would have been better.
It is such a good scene.
Okay.
And you don't get to see it, but.
You get to see Elle's sidekick get manipulated.
Which I kind of hated.
Okay.
What is it? Watari?
Watari? Anyway.
White people.
That's how they said it.
No, you're fine. It is how they said it.
Okay.
I have a problem with the movie. No, you're fine.
I'm only repeating what
but,
I heard.
No. And that's the whole thing. So he manipulates her into doing this whole thing. And then he is, I think, actually mad that she takes it. At least a little bit.
It looked like he was,
hurt.
Yeah, but
so,
he told her he wrote it down. She was going to take it.
Right. So the whole time I just kept wishing he was smarter. That's the second thing I wrote on my notes. I wish Light was smarter.
So I feel like the only time you get how smart he is the very end when he wakes up and he kind of explains
how he did it, whatever.
Yeah.
But so I don't know if she would have taken it anyway, but she did say, give me my fucking book, give me my goddamn book, which was a great moment because I wanted her to turn on him really bad. And I don't know. I've got some major problems with Light in this movie. I really do. He's supposed to be our hero who is an anti-hero like, yeah, he's killing people, but he means to do it right in a, like a good way.
And it was more like they kind of did it for attention.
Yeah.
It's like that whole Kira thing, was that from
so Kira,
the comics too, or?
Kira is a thing where he never came forward as anything, and people were like, they're calling him Kira, which is, and this is not at all what they said in the American one, but it's kind of like a takeoff of Japanese people trying to say killer. It comes out Kira because of the R and L problem that comes with the Japanese tongue, racism.
Yeah.
But like they shoehorned in Kira, they shoehorned in his name being Light. They could have just changed his name. Like, it doesn't make sense for him to be Light.
Right. That was odd to me, because I was like, who names their kid Light?
But then they have a throwaway line where the dad's like, well, your mom was a hippie, so hippie's fine. But,
oh, that had to apply to his name?
Well, no, but I know that there were hippies who were just like, oh, my daughter's name is going to be Marijuana Pepsi Cola Jackson. And
yeah,
you know,
that's true.
Hippies are terrible.
But, like, this is something where you really get to pick the kid's name, and that's what we call him. That's
right.
What we're calling our character is Light.
So
his name bothers me so much because I had to watch the beginning twice, and it took me the second time to figure out what this kid's name was.
So at least in the Japanese version, it's not that his name is Light, but his name would translate to Light, I guess.
Right, and I can understand
that. Whatever. Like, I'm fine with that, but I don't know. I don't. It doesn't fit for a white kid to be named Light. Mm-mm. Light's not white. I have that on here.
What I did like between Light and Mia, and he does a good job of it, and she completely ruins it. So he asks, like, permission, can I kiss you? And I was like, yes, that's exactly what we need to be promoting.
Like, and then she's like,
awesome.
Don't do that.
Don't ask that. I'm like, no, you completely ruined it.
But at the same time, so we're seeing her as a semi-broken soul. No?
Okay.
I mean, she's screwy.
She's twisted.
Yeah. But at the same time, they're high schoolers, too. And I do agree that, like, there should be permission. There should be consent. There should be all this stuff.
And we should be promoting that.
Yeah. And not giving it to the insane character.
Oh, it ruins the mood. No.
Maybe still check.
Yeah.
Listen, America. It's okay to ask. I promise it's okay to ask.
It's a great thing to ask.
So in the other movie, Misa and Light get kidnapped by L. They're held, like, prisoner, I guess. Not kidnapped, but whatever. And the whole time, Light gives up the Death Note. Temporarily.
Okay.
So they legit don't remember that they are Kira and the second Kira, right?
They forget when they give up the note?
Yes.
Oh.
Right.
Okay.
So they give it up. And another thing that changed on this was if you touch the paper, you can see the Shinigamis now. On this, it's not so much. So when she hands the notebook, or when he hands it over to her, she should have been able to see Ryuk, according
but
to the old
rules.
But they
changed it.
Yes.
I
which
feel
I'm
like
fine
that's
with.
Pretty Americanized.
Yeah.
Now you can't see it.
Yeah. So, I got no problem
with
which
I almost thought
changes.
They were going to go, like, he's crazy.
Which should have happened. If this was a well-written movie, there would have been people thinking he's crazy rather than just, oh, it's Light. That's how he is.
Mm-hmm. Or this
but there was
cool.
No, I'm going to take a potato chip and eat it. but so, like, she thinks that she was kidnapped by a, like, rabid fan because she is this huge superstar, whatever.
Okay.
And then she's like, well, Light will keep me safe and yada, yada, yada. And we didn't get that at all in this movie. It was just, they were frisky teenagers.
Yeah.
And then they went to the fair. I don't know. The Japanese movie split it into two movies, and then people were pissed off that they cut out so much of that. And so, what are you going to do with one movie? But I think there might be a second one because they are both still alive.
No.
No?
She died.
No. I mean Light and L. I'm sorry.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I was going to say, like, she hit the pavement.
Yeah. Yeah. She died hard.
Like, I thought, oh, he made
she
her
hit the pavement.
Flowers.
She landed in flowers.
She's going to live. And then it
right.
shows, like, her face. And I was like, oh.
So the whole time I'm watching that, all I'm thinking is, like, I'm not super strong or anything, but I'm pretty sure if I'm like, okay, there's an ocean 5 feet to the left, I can aim for it at least.
When you're falling?
Swing her over and let go when she's this way.
He didn't want to.
But that's what I'm saying. If you're going to pass it off like you're trying, aim her that way.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You already got her name in there. She's going to die. Light. Light Yagame, you piece of shit. What's his name on this? Turner?
Turner.
Ugh.
Sounds right.
I like Ryuk. I hated Light and Ryuk's relationship on this because I couldn't separate that from the other ones. So the other ones, Ryuk, like, he doesn't quite look out for Light, but he, like, has a lot of fun with Light. Like they have
like he plays with him.
Buddy conversations kind
okay.
of thing.
Okay.
Or, like, the thing with apples with him, there's no
Yeah,
chance.
What is that about?
So, Shinigamis love apples, and it's, like, a drug to them.
Okay.
So he goes crazy. And one of the things when, and I guess you couldn't really do this in America or whatever, but Lightroom ends up getting bugged like crazy. There's cameras everywhere. So you see Ray going crazy, like, I need an Apple Light, I need an Apple. And he's like, he can't answer him, he can't do shit, because he knows he's being watched, but L doesn't know Light knows that he's being watched.
Okay. So if he's being watched like that, what would happen if he threw him an apple? Like, what would the camera see?
We would see the apple go up here, apple would stop, apple would have a bite taken out of it.
Oh.
And then once it's in his mouth, it disappears.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you see.
Yeah. And then he eats the core sometimes.
Eats the core sometimes.
Yeah. But, I mean, it's like drugs. I get it. But, like, so that whole thing. So Ryuk was like, well, I don't have sides or anything. Well, he's like, well, if you want apples, you're going to have to tell me where all those cameras are. So then he ends up working with him before apples.
Okay.
So there, like, I really did dig Willem Dafoe's Ryuk, but I missed that.
They could have done a whole lot more with it.
Yeah. He's barely in it.
Yeah, he should have been in it more. He was.
But at the same time, I don't want him, like, all, like, he, like, I don't want him front and center either, I guess. Because then it becomes Stitch the movie.
Stitch the movie.
Yeah.
That one was good, wasn't it?
No, I liked it.
I don't remember very well, but I know I liked
or like if, all of the Stitch movies. If Timon and Pumbaa were the main focus of The Lion King, it's not as good as The Lion King.
It was 1.5. It was great.
Right. I like 1.5.
I like 1.5.
Did it go to theaters?
I don't remember. I was little.
I did not. Oh, my God. Were you? I fucking kids.
Okay, I wasn't little, but like.
I was 7.
Definitely not driving to like my own movies or anything like that or saying, hey, I want to go see this.
Did you think Ryuk killed the FBI people?
Yes, but I didn't think he did it on his own. I was definitely sure she had gotten the names in there somehow.
Okay. So I like having that where they had him finger quotes around. I do finger quotes
around. Like doing his own.
Yeah. So he does have a death note, and then the one that he gave up was from somebody saving... this goes back to the other one.
Okay.
So if you're a Shinigami...
Okay.
You've been watching over me because you're a creep ass.
Okay.
That's how some of them are. If you kill somebody who's trying to kill me, you're going to die.
Oh.
Because you gave up whatever time to save a person.
Okay.
So if you're doing that for one person, you die. And then that's how Ryuk got an extra death note. So he still has his. And he threw someone else's down to earth. Is at least in the Japanese
version.
That's
how it works.
In this one, he said, well, I threw it down. And you got the warning in there, do not trust Ryuk, whatever. Which is why he's like, and that kills me. His name is in the margins. Somebody wrote his name in there. He's like, well, the most anyone ever got was 2 letters. It says,
don't
trust
him.
That
was so scary, that line.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, you can try. Most anybody's ever gotten is 2.
I like
it. 4 letters in my name. I'm like, ooh, I like that.
I didn't dig the ham-fisted metaphors is what I have here. It says, ham-fisted metaphor BS Twilight love bullshit. So...
What?
Whatever I was going off on in that moment.
You felt...
I was really upset.
Like Twilight bullcrap or what?
I don't even know what the hell I was talking about. It's after he, finger quotes, killed the FBI and we find out it's... Or before we know it'll be Mia, but I said it'll be Mia. Ham-fisted metaphors. I wonder what that is.
What does that mean?
Which part? Ham-fisted metaphor?
Yeah.
So, like, horror movies are famous for it. People who have sex or do drugs, they will die. People who don't, live. That's
okay.
A ham-fisted, like, just bam, in your face, here's the message.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, she dies.
No, it's before that, though. She's still alive at this point. I don't know what the hell I was talking about. And then it says, Light's supposed to be exceptionally bright, but he makes the dumbest decisions and acts guilty as hell. Everything he does...
I thought he played it off pretty well when El, like, confronted him.
Really?
Yeah. No? You don't think so?
But I'm still trying to separate it from the other one. Like,
okay.
I swear, I'm trying to keep them separated.
Okay. To me, for a teenage kid... Not knowing he's supposed to be insanely bright. Like, I knew he was smart and whatever.
Right, and that's
the
thing.
He seemed smart.
He seemed average.
Average.
Maybe a little above average. But at the same time, he got caught with all those tests in his backpack. That's all I got.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's a dumbass. If you're in the principal's office, and then, I need to know what happens in that schoolroom after he meets Ryuk and everything's destroyed, and it shows him standing
right?
there, and then nothing happens.
I so wanted that to be, like, a dreamscape. Like, being with Ryuk, when he opens the book, it's like an alternate reality. And when you close the book, this is not necessarily the real world, but like what everybody else can see.
I can see that.
You know what I mean? So
like, did you watch Stranger Things yet?
Yes.
Okay, so.
So like, yeah, the alternate dimension that they walk into, like that. So like, when he's with Ryuk, that's one thing, and then you close it, and it's back to normal. Because I feel like that would almost be scarier of the fact that he might think he's going crazy.
And that's something I would have loved to have added into this. And that's the thing, is if you're going to change something, to me at least, change it enough to where it's your own thing. Mm-hmm. Rather than changing it like Light's name is Light. Or L's, we're going to say assistant, but whatever the hell he is. He's got the same name as in the other one, but like, if you're going to make this super American, just make it super American. Mm-hmm. Man, people have a problem with L being black. People really have a problem with L being black. Who cares?
Yeah, that's kind of how I felt.
I do know, like, a lot of people have a problem with Light being white, but my only problem is a white dude being named Light.
Yeah.
And then if we would have found out L's name was still Ryuzaki, well, it's another fake name, but I would have been like, no, there is no black dude in the entire world named Ryuzaki. And I'm sorry if you are the black dude named Ryuzaki. I'm sorry I said you don't exist, and you totally exist. But that's not your real name, and change it.
Sorry to interrupt. You should go rate us on iTunes. Give us 5 stars in review. It really helps us out.
Why is Ryuk following Watari when Light's messing with him?
Because he's supposed to kill him.
Why?
Because he wrote his name down.
No, but he doesn't kill him. The Death Note kills him.
Okay.
So it's not like he goes and murders these people. Things happen.
Things happen.
Yes.
In quotes. He's not behind
it? He's not doing it. Oh, so before that,
I kind of figured he was behind it.
No. So he's a god of death. Okay. So what he does, and I'm Ryuk now. I write your name in here. You die. That's it. That's what he does, is he goes through and writes how people die. And then it happens.
Okay.
So, like, I love...
I think he just maybe wanted to see how it played out then.
That could be. I dug his eyes in this so much. I really wish they would have done the Shinigami eyes, because I would have loved to see Mia with those eyes. I can't get over that.
The eyes were great.
Yeah. It needs a lot more Shinigami, I wrote. And it didn't have Ren, so there's another Shinigami.
Okay.
Who's maybe a girl? Possibly? I'm pretty sure it's a girl. It doesn't matter. But she looks great. Let's bring this up while we keep talking. Why is there a dance in this movie? Why do they go to prom? Like,
because they're high schoolers. It's
CW, every high school movie trope bullshit.
Yeah. Well, so they could do the whole top hat thing, and he could
away to
do, yeah, like, how do they not notice that's not the same kid? Or they're the switching of the top hat?
Look at this 5-foot-tall kid that they're going to take the hat off. Maybe that's him.
And like, oh no, that's not him. Where'd he go?
It was stupid. I got when that happened, I was like, I don't want to watch it. So I marked down the first time when I turned, and I was like, how much time is left in this movie? And I was 23 minutes in. At 23 minutes, I was done.
I feel like this movie was not that good, but it was interesting enough that I was like, okay, I really need to see where this goes.
And I'm trying so hard. Like, I tried so hard to like it. I really did. I was so excited. When I saw Willem Dafoe was in this, I was like, oh shit, this is going to be amazing. I'm not watching any trailers. I'm going in blind. And then I watched it, and I was like, man, I really should have waited for a trailer.
Or this was just okay.
It was fine. It wasn't awful.
I think there was a lot of good parts, and then a lot of it that brought it down, and Light's performance definitely is what brings it down.
Yeah, Light brought
sure.
it down.
I think if he was better, it would have been a lot.
This
better.
Is Rem.
It's a girl?
Right. So Rem has it for Rem. Misa. Rem.
Okay.
Like the band R.E.M.
Okay. I
was so she's Rem got asleep. A thing for Misa and killed for her so she could stay alive, whatever. And then Misa gets her own Death Note and starts, like, so this is why she falls in love with Light. She finds out Light is Kira, and she's like, oh my god, you're my god. And then they kind of work together.
Okay. That at least makes more sense than that.
Right. And then she gets all crazy about it.
Okay.
Just like that. And then he makes her forget about it. But then she, like, remembers that she's obsessed with Light, but not quite why.
Okay.
It's pretty good.
Okay.
I dug it. I need... I have this note. You're going to possibly dig this. So I need to be anonymous so no one knows I'm killing me. Or killing people. So here's my phone number. Call me. He has...
Yeah, Watari?
Yeah.
Like, how about
call
a burner...
this number.
How about a burner phone first off?
And it may have and been, then, but then you mention it.
He picks up the phone.
Yeah.
Like, in his voice.
Yeah.
And he's just talking. Like,
he's like, hey, this is Light.
How about just a burner phone that goes straight to voicemail? He calls and leaves, hey, this is what I'm doing. Hey, I'm going here.
Like,
da-da-da-da-da.
He's
whatever.
So exceptionally smart. You know
and
what drug dealers know?
Phone. The kids burner
who,
phones.
Yeah, dropouts, they know burner phones.
Sam and Dean, burner phones.
I would love for Sam and Dean to have to go up against somebody with a Death Note, just while we're on this subject.
Whoa.
How great of an episode would that be?
Who's dying, Sam or Dean?
It'd be Dean.
Be Dean.
Yeah. It'd be.
Well, he'd probably solve it about the same way that Dean
24
died.
24 hours. Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
This is a thing.
They'd have
that needs
to go
to
like.
Now.
Can they travel to Japan? Like that's how it happens.
Yeah, they're
like they just end up in Japan for whatever reason, and
they're going for. Where's Kevin from? Is he Korean?
I don't remember.
We're just gonna assume Kevin's Korean. Sorry if you're not, guy who plays Kevin, but they're in Korea, and then like on their way back, they have a stop in Japan, and then they're just like, look at this paper, Sam, and then he sees the whole thing, and they're like, oh my god, I think it's a Shinigami, Dean. It says right here on the internet, Shinigamis are a thing. And then they stay in Japan.
And fight the Shinigami.
Yeah.
That would be such a cool episode.
Okay.
Oh,
so
I'd
listen,
love to see it.
Who it's not McGee anymore. Whoever writes Supernatural will do this.
Bob Singer and Robert Singer.
Bobby Singer. Yep.
And there's two other names listed with that, but it always stands out. It's just Robert
McGee.
Singer.
McGee. And then
this needs to be a thing.
Bob Sacamano. Or somebody. What else? The entire third act, what the actual fuck? That's what. That's another note.
The third act?
Yeah. So everything right when he starts getting cornered, I guess. So, like, everything after L is like, I know that it's you. Like, why didn't you kill your dad kind of a thing.
Okay.
Everything after that, it's garbage. Everything. The dance, the thing with L's assistant, all of it.
All the way up until the Ferris wheel.
When the Ferris wheel broke, I was like, what the hell? Is it just going to break because he shot the thing? But then in the thing, he's right, it mysteriously breaks. And I was like, okay, well, fine. And they covered that one. They covered that. He said it. So that we're going to unseparate again. I'm not doing a very good job of keeping this separated.
Got to keep them separated.
Hey. So the whole thing, L and Light are supposed to be like geniuses.
Okay.
Right?
Okay.
And I do like that we still see L with the candy. We still see him sitting like a weirdo. So he just really likes candy. They didn't so much go into the no sleep thing, but I guess that's why he looked like that.
They did.
No, in this they did.
Oh, okay.
But before I don't know anything about that.
Okay.
But I'm fine with it.
Okay. Yeah, the whole sitting thing is creepy.
Yeah, that's how he
sits. Like, it's cool. Like, I like it. Like, it's definitely different. It definitely gets your
attention. And I like that they kept him barefoot because I didn't think they would. I don't know why I didn't think they would, but I didn't think they would.
He was barefoot?
He's always barefoot.
I feel like I didn't notice.
I feel like you would love L if you ever got into the other movies or shows.
I loved him this time.
Yeah.
Like,
he would be your favorite character, I think. It'd be like a real toss-up between him and Ryuk for you, I think.
Oh, yeah.
But, so, there's a scene where he has this mask that has a perfect face on it, and I so wanted it to be in this movie because I wanted to know if the face would be black on the mask or if it would be the same
mask.
Okay. Because if it's the same one, it would be so extra ridiculous. But he shows up at Light School and pretends to be a student, and it does not work because he's that. And then we also find out that he's crazy in love with Misa Misa.
Oh.
Like, he can't think around her. Loves her.
Really?
Yeah. Which is so funny because he's so incredibly smart. But whatever.
Yeah, because it seems like he's so incredibly smart and just, like, detached from the world
Sheldon.
Of human. Like,
your Sheldon guy, whatever.
Yeah.
Like it's...
But better.
Yes. Way smarter.
Just better. I feel like Sheldon's more for comedic relief. I love Sheldon, but because it seemed like his whole focus, like he's under 20 or whatever it looked like, it seemed like in the movie.
Yeah, they're supposed to be just
like his
barely
whole goal
college
is just
age.
Solving crimes.
Yes.
Like that's just what he does. So I wouldn't even see him having a crush as being something that would cross his mind.
And when he does, it's ridiculous.
But she's like a superstar.
Yes.
So I guess I can kind of see that.
And, like when he met her, he got all
everywhere.
Starstruck everything. Aww. It's an adorable little scene. It's amazing. Especially in the anime. It's fantastic.
Because he has nothing of that for Mia. He's like, you can go, basically,
yeah.
when they're at the table.
Get out of here, Kristen Stewart / Emma Roberts' daughter.
No, Kristen Stewart. Don't even associate with Kristen Stewart.
If Kristen Stewart and Emma Roberts had a baby, it would be Mia.
No.
Because of the teeth.
No. The teeth?
She had the bunny teeth thing that
really?
I like. Yeah, she did. I dug it a lot.
If they were there, I didn't notice them.
Shame on you.
Yeah, but she had a nice smile. I didn't notice weird.
She does have a nice smile, just like Kristen Stewart has a nice smile that she never shows
Kristen
in any movie.
Can't smile. She should not smile.
She absolutely should.
It's worse than the gaping mouth. I'm sorry.
Gaping mouth?
Yeah, she walks all of her movies.
Yeah.
With her mouth open.
Yeah. That's because she's playing a slack-jawed idiot named Bella Swan.
No, but Bella's not an idiot in the books.
Bella's an idiot in the books who lets people tell her what she can and can't do. At any rate, so anyway. So Light and Elle are these geniuses, right? And the whole thing is like seasons and seasons or two movies of them having a match of wits. Just everything is just like
Holmes and...
Yeah. And then this one, it's a foot chase.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
You're going to take like...
And then like, why is Elle knocking things over while he's running? Like,
yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I get that Light was knocking stuff over because he's behind him and trying to make stuff in the way.
It was in the kitchen when I noticed. I was like, why'd he push that guy?
Yeah, he's
like, not even in the way.
Or, like, he's just pushing random people. Like, anybody, he's like, no, I'm mad, so I'm just going to, like, hit and punch things and throw stuff instead of just running.
I really think you need to watch this. Like, the real one.
If it's still on Netflix, I'll check it out.
It is. If it's not, the other movies, like, people hate the Japanese movies, but I dug them. The worst thing about it is Ryuk didn't get a ton of money in his animation, and you can see it, but he looks like Ryuk to me.
That would be, you know how, like, they mix animation, like, Courage the Cowardly Dog? Like, to have a mixed animation where he's, like, the anime in a different sort of...
Well, that's what it was, is he's, like, a CGI, but he still looks like anime to me. Okay. So, like, on this one, he looks more, I suppose, realistic.
Realistic, for sure.
Yeah.
Like,
he's really well-rendered. On the other one, he's a little cartoonier.
Okay.
But I dug it, and a lot of people really sure don't.
I feel like after watching this, I might not like that as much, but maybe I'll just picture this version of Ryuk. Because going back and looking at, like, the anime pictures of it, love, like, the transformation. Like, just bringing it to life was really neat.
But, I mean, it's not, like, super cartoony or anything. It's just okay. A little more than ours.
Oh. Yeah. He looks like he's more like a figment of his imagination.
Right. And that's what I mean. Like, it's just, like, he barely pops off the screen a little bit.
Yeah. I can see that.
Not
I feel
quite
like
fully
that
rendered,
looks
but
familiar
it's good.
To me, which is weird.
Oh, I guarantee you've seen this ever. This is all over, was it a story that I call Hot Pocket?
Hot Topic?
Hot Topic.
You it's call in, Hot Pocket.
That's what I said. But, it, like, so this has two movies, part one, part two, and okay. It's the one movie. And then Elle has his own movie where it's the last name in the book was Elle's name.
Oh.
But that comes after.
Okay. Is it a better light? Tell me he's better.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. No, and both of the other lights I love way more than this one. But that's what I'm saying. Like, so I'm trying to keep this separated is what I keep saying, but it's missing what made me love the anime and the Japanese movies.
Okay.
There's no fun. There's no watching, like...
I feel like Ryuk had fun.
He did.
That's about it.
He was good, but and that's what I'm saying. Like, maybe it needed more of him or something. I don't know. Mm-hmm. But everything else, like, the dad, I was fine with the dad, I guess. But I didn't get that he was, like, a, like, straight-edge cop who's going to make sure that everything's done by the book. And yet, like, he said it, but he didn't...
didn't get that character.
That's what
at
I mean.
All.
Like, he didn't that push that out. He just said it.
Poorly well-written.
Poorly well-written?
A poorly written character.
Oh, there you go.
Like... Because he's a big actor, isn't he? I feel like he's familiar.
I don't know. I felt like I recognized him, but I also don't know
I can't
who
remember,
he was.
Yeah, what he would be in. But he seemed like he was somebody.
So
like, he did an okay job, but I feel like the character was not written very well.
We're going to bring this right back to Twilight. I thought that was Bella's dad.
No, Bella's dad is great.
Charlie.
He's so funny.
Right.
I love him.
That's
love
why I was
dad.
Excited when
he
I saw him.
He was amazing
but
as the
him.
Dad. Aw.
I was so excited.
That would have been great. Can we get him? Can we just remake this and we'll replace Light?
He's like, can
the
we
tip?
Just get him? Let's see. This guy is... He's in all kinds of stuff. I don't know who he is.
What's he in?
Star Trek?
The newest one? Was he one of the villains?
No, he's in one of the old ones. Agent Carter?
Oh, who's he in Agent Carter?
Roger Dooley?
Oh! That's why... He's Dooley? He looks too old to be Dooley.
Oh, he's Captain Ted.
Wait, is Dooley...
I don't know who Dooley is.
Is he the older one?
I don't know who Dooley is.
Yeah, he was the one in charge. Okay, that's why he's familiar to me. I haven't seen Carter in forever.
Okay.
He was good.
I don't know who that is.
You have to watch Agent Carter. So good.
Who's this guy? Why do I know who he is?
He was in Dunkirk. That is her sidekick.
No, who else do I know him from?
He's Jarvis.
Yep, that's it. Thank you.
But like...
He's James Darcy.
Yeah, James Darcy.
Did you say DRC?
Yeah, it's apostrophe.
I'm not arguing. I'm asking.
Know.
He's Lee Ashworth. That's what I know. He's on Broadchurch.
Call us and tell us how he pronounces.
He's so
his
good.
Name.
Yeah, Lee. What? No, James.
James DRC. Gosh, he was so good in Dunkirk. Oh.
I didn't get to see that one, so.
I know. Sure. You need to watch that when it
it's
comes
on my
out.
List.
I know.
I'm probably gonna pirate it. Don't pirate. It's against the law. Don't be a lawbreaker. Lawbreakers. I'm probably gonna download it. What'd you think of this movie overall? Let's rate this, Mother.
Am I rating it? I give it 2 Ferris wheels of destruction, and it's exactly why you should have a fear of Ferris wheels and heights out of 5.
And that's going in blind.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you think after watching this you'll check out more? Like, I know you said you probably will.
Definitely,
but like,
it's definitely interesting enough to want to know more.
I feel like the anime is going to have all the stuff that you wish this had.
Okay.
But it does also have, I'll take a potato chip and eat it. I think, yeah, I really, really wanted this to be a home run. And then I think I agree with most people. It's like a 2 partially eaten apples. And he didn't even say, there's no cameras in here. Like, let me get the apples. And this movie's bullshit. 5. What are we watching next time?
We are going to watch White Chicks.
Oy, the comedic gem.
So excited for you to see this movie.
I've never seen it. And I know what it is, and I'm going to watch it.
It's good.
God, Netflix, take it down.
No, leave it. We need it for another week. I guess it'll still be up there by the time this reaches you guys.
No bueno.
It's so good. It's so good.
I hope I love it.
And if you don't like this, I'm really going to be disappointed in you.
I don't care. I've been disappointing people for 75 years.
75 years, you old man. You were 40.
I know. You think I'm 40. So these kids, we try to teach them about movies, and they say things like, White Chicks?
I watch your movies.
I'm about to tell on you.
Okay.
So the other...
Is this Turtles?
No. Okay. And Turtles. The best movie is Turtles 3.
Are
you out of your mind?
I love Turtles 3.
I don't remember what names I gave us at the beginning here, but whoever I said she was has told me things like, I had to turn off Men in Tights because it was comedic. She said the words.
I was expecting Carrie Ulz from Princess Bride. I was not the
same guy.
I didn't know this was like a Scary Movie 3 type movie. I went in thinking it was
scary
like...
Scary Movie 3!
That's the first one I've seen. Jesus. I've seen like 3 and 5 and maybe 1. But, like, in that order.
She said, I wasn't expecting Scary Movie 3 level awesome.
Right.
Jesus.
I didn't realize it was a spoof.
This is why...
Okay. I'm going to go back and rewatch it.
This is why we have Trump for president.
No, that's not my fault.
Millennials.
It's not my fault.
With your Scary Movie 3.
It's a good movie.
Okay. Is that the one with...
That's 5.
No. The one with...
It's the one where they...
War of the Worlds.
Rip off the ring.
I don't remember that one. Which one has War of the Worlds? Is that 4?
I don't think
it's
4.
One of them has
3,
King
5,
Kong right on the cover, and then he's not in the movie.
Oh, that would be so disappointing.
Right? It was so disappointing, because that's why I saw it. I was like, okay. King and King I watch all these... I hate it. I watch all these stupid movies. I watched Epic Movie, whatever the date movie is, all of them. And every time I'm like, I don't know why I keep watching these movies are stupid, and then they come out with another one and I watch it.
Because they're funny.
Yeah. Well, on that note, go filk yourself. You need something.
Maybe filk me with you. Can I take that?
You can't say that.
You can't take that one, okay.
You cannot say that. What's your movie?
Princess Bride.
What do they say? As you filk.
All right. As you filk.
When she says that, it actually means go filk yourself.
Thanks for listening. Tell us what you think and tell us what movie we should watch next. If we use your suggestion, we will send you a movie to say thanks. We also give one away each week for our favorite comment. So get us on Twitter or Instagram or email.